Now, a new report by regulators from the Office of Road and Rail has found that no one took charge during the Thames Link timetabling crisis and blamed a lack of responsibility and accountability. The report admits that passengers on the Thames Link line were badly treated, saying mistakes were made by all the major players, Network Rail, rail operator Govia, the Department for Transport, and even the Office of Road and Rail itself. It's the first of two reports with recommendations for how to avoid future problems due in the new year. Bruce Williamson is from the pressure group Rail Future and joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Bruce.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us as well. This just confirms what most people already knew, doesn't it?
I think it does, yeah. I mean, obviously, the report's only come out an hour ago, so you'll forgive me for not having read it yet. But, basically, everyone's to blame. Everyone's at fault, really. There's blame across the board from the train operators, the Department for Transport, and Network Rail, really. And hopefully, those lessons will be learnt in future.
Why has it taken so long to get these answers, though, Bruce?
Well, I don't think it has, really. I think we knew this almost straight away, what the problem was. But I suppose it's right and proper that someone's actually, you know, done a formal report to assess this so that, in future the politicians can actually make sure it doesn't happen again, I hope. But,
Will this report, you know, satisfy commuters who suffered months of misery?
Well, no, I mean, obviously it won't, because, you know, it's all very well apportioning the blame, but you want to actually get things right, don't you? And I think the timetable fiasco was just that.
Mm-hmm.
And they've since put in a sort of slimmed-down, reduced new timetable, but I think it's going to take a very long time until, everything runs smoothly and we get the sort of full service that we were promised months ago, because there's still a problem with, you know, a shortage of drivers and rolling stock and Network Rail not doing the upgrades that they promised and so on.
So
we're still sadly suffering and paying the price for that.
There's no mention of the report of any consequences. Many would like to see that, wouldn't they?
Well, yes. I mean, it's very easy to get angry and saying heads should roll here, but that doesn't necessarily get us a decent train service.
Mm.
So what's actually more important is that we learn the lessons and do that. I say we, the rail industry, does the things it needs to do to get the trains up and running reliably and on time and providing a decent service.
I mean, the boss of Network Rail, Andrew Rains, has apologised, but strangely, no apology from the Department for Transport. They say they welcome the findings. Is that through gritted teeth, perhaps?
Well, I think they're passing the buck, really. Chris Grayling in the past has sort of, you know, tried to sort of blame everyone else. But the Department for Transport and Chris Grayling himself has to take some of the blame for this. You know, they're the people managing the rail industry. And in many cases, they're the people telling the rail industry what to do. And one of the things they did was told Network Rail to reduce the number of people it had working on timetables, and the consequence of that was that the timetables just weren't properly worked out when they had to be introduced. So, you know, Chris Groening is at fault.
And the great news about this report is we get another one in the new year. Quite why it takes that long, I don't know, but how can the industry make sure this timetabling chaos doesn't happen again?
It's all about long-term planning, really. What happened, one of the things that happened was basically that the planning process for introducing a new timetable, it takes more than a year. And they had to condense it down into a few weeks. And because it was a rush job, quite simply, they got it wrong and they weren't prepared. So it's all in the planning, really. If they plan the next timetable change with a long enough head time, as it were, then hopefully things will run smoothly.
Surely there can't be the same timetable chaos there was the last time. Surely they would have learned from their mistakes. You would hope, wouldn't you?
One would hope indeed, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the amount of negative publicity that they got from this, the amount of abuse, they will have learned their lesson and they'll think, right, we can't stand this. We've got to get it right next time. But, that all depends on, you know, Department for Transport, as I say, planning these things in advance and giving people the staffing and the advance warning of the changes that are going to happen.
Bruce, final question, and briefly if I can. We know the government are going to review the future of our railways. Does this whole situation back up critics of our railways that the franchise system needs to be overhauled?
I think there's no doubt about that, and Chris Grayling himself, mostly driven by the East Coast Mainline fiasco, has sort of said that, you know, things need to change, we need to do things different in the future. Let's hope that that different in the future is better in the future, but don't hold your breath.
Bruce, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.